Welcome to the Friday, September the 15th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our ninth episode of the 2023-2024 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools and throughout our community. First, let's congratulate this week's trivia winner, Caitlin Grande. Congratulations at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations to Caitlin. She wins a Jeans Day for herself and her team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township. I'm going to take a little personal privilege this past Wednesday. My father, Kim Butts, celebrated his 80th birthday. September the 13th was his birthday. Also the same day as our board president, Ramika Graham. So happy birthday to both of them. And by the way, tomorrow, Susan Graves, another board member, will have her birthday while participating in the Claremont Parade. I may have just started something with birthday celebrations, but those come to mind this week, specifically my father, who turned 80 this week. This past Friday evening, the Area 31 Career Center was recognized among the best of the best by the Indiana Department of Education at their Educational Excellence Awards Gala held at the Roof downtown. Area 31 was awarded $250,000 for excellence in STEM activities. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. Congratulations to Area 31 and for all of the staff and students who are actively engaged in STEM education and being recognized by the Department of Education at the Education Excellence Awards Gala. Also last Saturday, the Wayne Township Adult Education Program was announced as a 2023 LISC Indianapolis Love Thy Neighbor Award finalist in recognition for their amazing work. The winner will be announced next Monday in just a couple of days here on Wish TV Daybreak. So tune in for that announcement. And Monday, September the 11th, was Patriots Day. It is an interesting time for those of us who remember September the 11th and for our students, none of whom were alive on September the 11th, 2001. I had an opportunity to share my perspective and my memory of that day with the Ben Davis Premiers just before they performed at the Indianapolis International Airport in the Patriots Day celebration. Or a ceremony, I should say. Not a celebration, but a ceremony. Schools across the district also took part in our silent dismissals and other activities in remembrance of a day that changed our nation forever and with a vow to never forget. Also on Monday, at our school board meeting, President Ramika Graham swore in the MSD of Wayne Township Police Department Chief of Police, Brian Klaus, and also our first two officers, Hogan and Williams. Congratulations to both of them and to the MSD of Wayne Township for forming our own police department for the very first time. Yesterday, we celebrated our custodians, maintenance personnel, mechanics, grounds, technology, application specialists, technology assistants, security officers, and attendance officers. That is a mouthful, but absolutely some critical individuals in our schools and in our district that help us to keep things running and to make sure that we are successfully able to serve our students. So thank you to all of those individuals who we were able to celebrate yesterday for our designated appreciation day. And today we are kicking off the start of Hispanic Heritage Month. And while that may seem interesting, it is an interesting tradition here in the United States that Hispanic Heritage Month isn't actually a month in which we celebrate from the first day to the last day, but actually September 15th to October the 15th. And so I've invited a very special guest today to help us to better understand Hispanic Heritage Month and to talk about what that looks like for our students and our staff across the district. I'd like to welcome today's guest, William Escoval. Mr. Escoval, welcome.
Good morning, Dr. Butts. Thank you so much for inviting me to your podcast. I'm very humbled, but also happy to be with you.
Mr. Escoval, before we went on air, we were talking about some of the data that talks about our students who identify as Hispanic or Latino in the MSD of Wayne Township. About 5,300, just over 5,300 of those students from 24 countries or provinces or regions that have been identified, all coming here. And in the United States, we put those students under one umbrella called Hispanic or Latino. But not all of those countries are the same.
That is correct. They are, sometimes they are completely different in the way that you would feel as different from Canada or from England or other countries who might be English-speaking countries. Our customs, our food, many things are very different, including the way that we see other people, the way that we see politics, the way that we carry ourselves in public spaces. So we are a very diverse bunch, and from one corner to the other of the South American continent, there are many differences that can be seen.
That's fascinating, Mr. Escoval. Thinking about the 24 countries, provinces, regions that we have identified, do all of these areas, all of these countries celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month?
No, not all of them. And to give you my personal take, the first 24 years of my life, I was in El Salvador. Up to that point, I didn't know anything about being Hispanic or Latino. I was a Salvadorian. And everything in my perspective was what I knew from El Salvador. So we celebrated our independence around this time. September 15 today is the Independence Day for many Central and South American countries. And we do parades, schools all over those regions. They come out of their buildings and do parades for the whole communities. And marching
much
bands.
Like we do July 4th.
Correct.
So July 4th in the United States is our Independence Day. In El Salvador and other countries, September the 15th is the Independence Day. What's the historical perspective? What happened that caused that to become Independence Day?
That is the date when it was signed, the independence from Spain.
Okay.
Spain had a hold on most of Central and South America, and they came together as an avalanche, all these countries, and they overpowered Spain, mostly around the same time.
Mm-hmm. So as a native El Salvadorian living in the United States, what is your take, or how do you celebrate your Independence Day on September the 15th? Obviously, it's not something that many in the United States celebrate. It's not a custom in the United States. It is the first day of what the United States has deemed as Hispanic Heritage Month. But how do you and your family celebrate your Independence Day on September the 15th as a native El Salvadorian?
We usually go through the motions of playing our national anthem. Most of our families, and ours is one of them, we have flags from our country, and we kind of hold those flags and talk about things that might be simple about life in El Salvador, so our kids who were born here can understand what life in El Salvador might have been.
Mm.
So it's kind of for us, it's just a way to remember our old ways or our original ways from our countries.
Are there particular foods or traditions like fireworks? You mentioned parades, the displaying of flags, and certainly all the patriotic patriotic items that would demonstrate your love and support of your country. Are there other cultures, other customs that you celebrate on your Independence Day?
Well, this is true for many of our families as well. We cook a lot. Like, you know, we go out very little, bad for business probably, but we cook a lot at home. So
easier to find authentic food when you make it yourself.
That's right. So some people ask me about Salvadoran food. Where can they eat Salvadoran food? And I tell them, well, my wife makes very good, delicious Salvadoran food. So that's where I go to get my food. So we make our traditional foods. Like Salvadorans, we have pupusas, which is a kind of a stuffed tortilla. It's a thick tortilla that inside has mulled pork or other meats or cheese and beans and things like that. And our kids kind of are used to that. So they ask for that food regardless of being September 15 or not. So we cook that those foods around the year, mostly, yeah.
So much like other traditions, we know that there's sometimes very specific food items tied to various holidays and celebrations that occur throughout the year. It sounds like your family has created some of those traditions as well that you celebrate while here in the United States, but still recognizing the independence in your country, El Salvador.
Yes, that's right.
Well, I know our time is short. Mr. Escoval, you work with all kinds of families and we're just in our community with our newcomers group and certainly have been instrumental in helping us to celebrate much of our heritage for all of our students, not just for Hispanic Heritage Month, but also for all of our students. So I want to say a very special thank you for all the work that you do. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our recent LAP Family Night. What an amazing, amazing opportunity for our families. A great turnout. I know that you were instrumental in making that happen. And so thank you for all the work that you do. And thank you for sharing a little bit about your personal family traditions and customs that are surrounding September 15th today, this Independence Day for our Hispanic Heritage students.
My pleasure.
Awesome. Well, as we look forward, some important reminders for our staff and for our listeners. Our Panorama survey is still open through the end of this month, September the 29th. Currently in the lead in the staff survey portion, Achieve Virtual, with Bridgeport Elementary and Ben Davis University still closely behind our student survey. Ben Davis University High School and Bridgeport are in the lead, with Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center and the Garden City Elementary students closely behind. Make sure to check out your link in your email and to complete that survey to provide us more data as we consider moving forward on our strategic planning. Good luck tonight to the Ben Davis Giants football team as they take on our East Side rivals, the Warren Central Warriors. That game will be at Ben Davis High School. Tomorrow, join us for the Claremont Lions Club Parade at 11 a.m. That route will be right down through the middle of Claremont along 136 and will turn and head towards the Claremont Lions Club Park. You'll be able to see the Ben Davis Marching Giants, the Wayne Township School Board, the MSD of Wayne Township Police Department, and our child nutrition program, along with many others. On Monday, we'll kick off our week-long Collective Equity Organizational Analysis, or CEOA, across all schools within the district. Teams of dedicated professionals will be spending a half day in each school all next week, carefully examining our procedures, practices, and overall environment in an effort to help us identify areas where we excel, as well as improvements that are needed to better serve the diverse needs of our student body and our staff. Also next week on Tuesday, the school board has a chance to visit Ben Davis High School. And then in the afternoon, the Giant Marketplace will take place at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center, door number 7 from 4 to 6 p.m. while supplies last. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. As we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our new mission and vision, the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.